AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Amanda Knox has just been convicted of slander in Italy and sentenced to 3 years behind bars. She will not serve any of that since she already served 4 years for a murder conviction, but then it was overturned by a European court. New policy at the southern border as President Biden's executive order kicks in. It took effect overnight, putting a cap on the number of migrants who cross into this country illegally, seeking asylum in the U.S. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Immigration advocates worry Biden's executive order will only worsen the already months-long backlog at border crossings, struggling with a lack of resources. But President Biden says he had no choice in taking this executive action because Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year at the urging of former President Trump.
President Biden now in France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. A gunman shot and captured by Lebanese soldiers after a shootout at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. No one else hurt. This is ABC News. One of the world's biggest music producers is now facing sexual assault charges.
The Dream has written and produced some of the biggest hits of all time. For Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and more, and now he's been hit with allegations of rape, sexual battery, and sex trafficking. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles, Shahnaz Mangro says she met The Dream, aka Terrius Nash, when she was 23 and new to LA from the Netherlands, and he promised to make her a superstar, but instead, she says he became an abusive and controlling boyfriend. In a statement to the New York Times, Nash calls the allegations untrue and defamatory. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
More water problems in Atlanta just as a couple of big water main breaks are being fixed. Another 6-inch main has ruptured. Parts of the city have had water disrupted since last week. Officials there are blaming aging infrastructure. And speaking of aging, it may be time to upgrade your old Apple TV if you want to keep streaming Netflix. The streaming service says at the end of July it will stop support for second and third generation Apple TVs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit WisCap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed felony charges against two attorneys and an aide of former President Donald Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are facing charges of forgery for submitting paperwork falsely claiming Trump had won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Call says the investigation is ongoing.
We're going to follow the facts wherever they lead. The investigation is not focused on any particular person, but on those facts and what information we can gather.
Each felony charge is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. Chesbro, Troupas, and Roman are due in court on September 19th. A woman from Madison won the Ironman European Championship on Monday in Germany. It was 39-year-old Jackie Herring's first Ironman in 9 years. Herring is expected to race in the Ironman World Championship in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extra innings. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. It was the Phillies in the 10th inning yesterday to take the win.
Line drive game, to baby. Right field. He is the hero. A one hop off the wall. Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos, an RBI double. 2-1 Phillies.
And that score, your final in 10 innings. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers couldn't come up with the big hit when they needed it.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part. And kind of didn't get things to go our way. So, yeah, results in a loss, in the extra inning loss stuff.
It'll be the Brewers and the Phillies one more time this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a little breezy today with a high of 77. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement, and our statewide text to win Scotty Summer Contest continues. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. I don't know why that seems awful loud to me, but
that loud rock and roll music.
It is that loud rock and roll. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
You kids, turn that rock and roll down right now.
That's right. We're showing our age now. Broadcasting live from the capital city, Madison. We hope you're going to have a good day today. We can't seem to get rid of the showers. What is this? What kind of weather are we having in Wisconsin?
These are the lingering showers that they say are going to be out of here in a couple hours. Just a couple of pop-up showers here and there.
All right.
Madison weather, you know, today.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be cloudy, 67 degrees currently. And let's do the weather roulette wheel and find out what the high temperature might be for today. There we go. Spinning that wheel round and round. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, here we go. High temperature 78 today. And maybe some rain on the way for tonight, too. Just a few showers. But a couple of things passing through this morning. Yeah. That should be it for a while.
Okay. That's good.
So there you have it. 7 minutes past the hour. We're at Short Stack Eatery, where we come every Wednesday morning to visit with the crowd here and also to, have some pancakes. Because a little bit later on,
we're going to have that.
We're going to have some
pancakes. We're going to have some pancakes,
right?
Later on.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good deal. A lot of stuff happened yesterday after we got off the air again.
Why do they do that?
Well, they wait until we're off the air and then things happen.
Before we can say
the news,
anything,
big breaking news.
They're afraid.
Yeah, well, we'll get to all that.
They're afraid to come out with the news ahead of time, so we can't comment. We can't set the pace for the rest of the day and all the other talk shows.
Yeah, but Josh Call,
He waited.
He had a few things to say.
I never said a bad thing about Josh Call. Everybody else did. But, they get all the news, and we don't. All right. I'll keep that in mind next time I talk to Josh Call. How could he do that to us?
I don't know. Here it is, the 5th day of June. And let's check out the National Day calendar. Okay?
All right. Let's try that.
What is it today? Is it National Ketchup Day?
Uh-huh.
Is it National Mustard Day? Is it?
Well, that's ridiculous.
National
so
Veggie
Ketchup and Mustard Day in the same day.
Yes. Why wouldn't they? Is it National Veggie Burger Day? See, we're continuing with a food theme here. Is it Gingerbread Day, Global Running Day, or Moonshine Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
I can't wait to
find out. Start Over Day is also in there.
Oh, okay. Start Over. Let's start over with the list of days.
Can we start over?
No, let's not do that.
Okay.
It's not Mustard Day. It's ridiculous to have a Ketchup and Mustard Day
on the same day.
It would be the same. They would make it Ketchup and Mustard Day. Right?
Maybe.
The logic follows.
Well, you were right. It's not National Mustard Day. You know, and our friends at the Mustard Museum in Middleton probably do have a day. And
that's true. They would know.
We don't know what it is.
What Mustard Day is.
Yeah. So let's start with Ketchup Day. Right. You know, who doesn't love a good bottle of ketchup once in a while? Just suck it down.
You joke, but that's basically what I do when I have a hamburger or a hot dog.
Just layer it.
Oh,
man.
I use a half a bottle of ketchup easily.
Well, June 5th is National Ketchup Day on the calendar. We are celebrating this most popular condiment. It is the most popular
condiment really
in the U.S.
It seems
they
like no one likes ketchup anymore. No one puts it on their hot dogs or hamburgers. They always put mustard on or onions, but they never put ketchup on. It's a Midwest thing. It's a Wisconsin thing, I think.
No, I don't think so. The origins and history of this food condiment, well, here it is. Ketchup comes from the Chinese word ketsiap.
Well, that's a lot different.
That dates back to 300 BC in China. It was a sauce made from fermented fish, consisting of anchovies or oysters, mushrooms, and walnuts. That seems like a far cry from what ketchup is today.
Yeah.
The sauce became very popular with the British during the 17th century when British sailors came across a local fish sauce while in Southeast Asia. In fact, the British sailors were known to add the fish sauce to their crackers and meats. So that's how it got all the way around the world, apparently.
That's right. It's a fish sauce. That's what it is. It's used in Asian dishes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the story on ketchup.
Anchovy thing. And then they made ketchup out of that.
They did, apparently. It kind of morphed over the years.
Tomatoes had to have come from somewhere.
Eventually, yes, they did. But now we're moving on. National Start Over Day. It's Start Over Day. We could start over the show, but
let's not do that.
No.
Then we'd have to do all of this over again. And
that would be redundant somehow. Start Over Day. It's to remind you it's perfectly fine to start over, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today's National Day is about making the decision to accept failure and start over from scratch. Kind of the story of our career when you think about it.
Actually, that is our career.
Yeah. Do you remember the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, then try again?
Yes.
Well, that's all about National Start Over Day.
Wow.
And all of us seem to have heard that one time or another. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's move on. What else is it today? I mentioned Veggie Burger Day, right?
Yes, the new veggie burgers that are out there.
I think the veggie burger has come a long way since they first, came out with them.
I think they're good. The thing is, what was the veggie burger that's most popular? It's not meat or something like that. The problem with the first way they delivered that, it was in individual packages.
Yeah.
And the burgers would get old really fast. Instead of freezing the patties and allowing you to buy it that way, they had it raw in these small packages, maybe two or three burgers, and it was too small, and they would get old.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to eat them right away.
Right.
And it just was very inconvenient. I thought, this is a horrible way to market this stuff. It should be a frozen patty. Everybody buys the frozen patties now, and they put it on a George Foreman grill and make a perfect burger every time.
Yes.
Come on.
It's good now.
Yeah.
Veggie burgers, they're all, plant, of course.
Yeah, and they taste good.
Yeah. Packed with flavor, protein, and nutrients, veggie burgers show up at a backyard barbecue, tailgate parties, blah, 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 blah. Whether you grill them or fry them or bake them, these burgers are worth taking a bite. Okay. Just one?
Not eating them, just take a bite. Everybody's afraid of a veggie burger.
Just like a standard beef burger, you can layer all your favorite toppings like onion, tomato, lettuce. See, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. Cheese, ketchup, and mustard. Between a crusty roll or a bun, take a big juicy bite. So enjoy a veggie burger today. Why not? Okay. A couple more things. Is there a machine on?
Yes, but you know what? They have gotten smarter.
They
are selling the frozen patty veggie burgers now.
Yeah?
At Costco, anyway.
Ah.
You know where I go? Woodman's and Costco.
That's
it. You'll hear me talk about it an awful lot.
We should get them as sponsors.
Yeah.
I skipped a day here. It's National Moonshine Day. I didn't mention that in the big lineup
at
the beginning. National Moonshine Day. Let's figure out what that's all about.
Mountain Dew.
Okay. it is. Sure. I don't know. Something's going on here. Let's see. Let me try National Gingerbread Day. National Moonshine Day didn't come up here.
Gordy, we really need to get you a new computer, don't we?
Well, I've got it. I just haven't got it completely set up.
Oh, please, could you just set that baby up?
I know.
Is there a way we can help him set that computer up? This is ridiculous. A Celeron computer laptop.
Everything else is working great.
Oh, and he doesn't have his mouse.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. I got to break down and buy another portable mouse to lose. Okay. That page has gone away, apparently. So
you know what the best thing to do?
What?
I'm going to show you.
Oh, no.
It's called a computer bag.
A computer bag, huh?
You buy the damn computer bag like this.
Yeah?
They're easy.
Okay.
You put it over your shoulder. It's a shoulder bag like this.
Yeah.
And and everything is in it. Okay. You put the mouse in when you're done.
See, that's... I have a, you know, perfectly good bag to keep the computer
that
in.
That has worked wonders so far. I would stick with that system.
Let's go to the.
Wait, you haven't gone. You haven't talked about gingerbread. Wait, no. Have you talked about Global Running Day?
The what? Oh, the which?
Global Running Day.
Global Running Day. No, I have not.
All right.
Yeah, something's.
Run, Forrest. I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There we go. Now we got the connection back. I think it's the connections here.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you're on the Wi-Fi then.
I am on the Wi-Fi. Okay, where were we? Global Running Day?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted to talk about?
Yep, running uphill.
Because we missed National Moonshine Day. That's where everything went south here. Ah, this is not coming back.
Okay, well, it's forget not, that.
Listen, the National Day calendar comes up, the homepage.
Yeah.
But any of the sections in it for each of the individual days, slowly, that's what's down.
Slowly does not come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so what are you going to do? Why don't we go to the history books?
All right, let's go to the history books.
I guess we have to. The National Day calendar is just out to get us today.
They are.
Are you trying it there?
No, I haven't tried it, but...
No, it probably works there.
Let's get to the history here.
Please.
Let's see what you guys remember about this. Today in 1968, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Yeah, I remember it because I was watching the National Convention. I was watching that... he was in Los Angeles at the hotel making an acceptance speech, and it was all live.
You were watching the live?
I happened to watch the live. I was up late at night. I was living in Philadelphia at the time, watching all the stuff from Los Angeles about RFK, because this was the big thing, winning the California primary and on to Illinois and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then they had continuing coverage. Of course, the cameras were not in the kitchen. When Sirhan did his shooting there. So, but it was just chaotic. And then the reporters, they have very little information except that he'd been shot.
Right.
Crazy
so
stuff.
That's what I remember.
They have video of that, don't they? Have I seen
that? There is some, there was some film. The reporters were filming him back in the days of film as he was walking through the kitchen. So, that came out later.
Okay.
But,
all right. Not at the time.
Now, he didn't die immediately. Right. They rushed him to the hospital, and he died the next morning. So that's what I remember. Do you remember
I do not. I just remember watching the film of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a sad day.
It was
no
unbelievably tragic.
Yeah. Next
for
up
the
on the...
family. family alone, it was just outrageous.
Yeah. Very, very tragic.
Crazy stuff. Moving on from that, John, you might remember this one. Elvis appeared on the Milton Berle Show. He did his signature dance to Hound Dog. Yeah. We'll play this out real quick.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I love my dog and my cats, but that is not always the feeling I have about them when I am doing my budget. Holy moly, pets can be expensive. So I found a few ways to save money on my pets without feeling like I'm cutting corners. Number one, some vet offices offer a bulk buy for a set of appointments, which can cut down on the per-visit cost of checkups. Number two, look around for online deals for pet food. I was resistant to this one for a while, but I found a subscribe and save deal at Chewy.com that was significantly cheaper than what I was paying for near my house. Number three, Craigslist. Craigslist might have it for free or close to it, and it's worth a check for things like a harness or washable toys or pet supplies. I got my dog's crate at Craigslist. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Family Show, broadcasting from Short Stack Eatery on State Street. Stop on by and say hello, and get out your Civic Media app and tune in as well.
Mm-hmm. So where were we in the history books here for today,
June 5th? We're talking about Elvis's his appearance on the Milton Berle Show.
Right. Yeah, that's...
And that's where he did his famous dance, the outrageous dance that wouldn't be allowed on any other television show after that.
Yeah, don't look at him. Yeah, they did it. They shot him from the waist up.
Yeah.
Because those hips were a swiveling.
Swiveling and his legs were jiving.
Driving the ladies crazy. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he was on Milton Berle before he was on Ed Sullivan's show.
It's hard to even imagine something ridiculous like that. It was evil rock and roll, right?
Yeah, they tried to get rid of rock and roll completely. Tried to ban it. Yeah.
Look what happened, though, because rock and roll got ushered in, and all of a sudden everybody started wearing leather jackets and riding motorcycles.
Tight jeans.
The wild ones.
Yeah. Okay.
See, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess around with music.
That's the lesson there, kids.
That's it.
All right. What else is in the history books there, Sam? Do you have any?
Let's take a look-see. Today in 1981, the CDC reports on AIDS for the first time. They reported the first five cases of AIDS, and they all linked them together for the first time.
Reagan wouldn't do anything about it.
No.
Not at first.
Not at first.
No.
At least it got the ball rolling. At least they acknowledged it. That was something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was something.
Yeah. We got a few birthdays today. Are you familiar with Rick Riordan?
Sounds really familiar.
You know the book series Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite books growing up. He's the guy who wrote that series. Wow. He was born today in 1964. Got a few actors who have their birthdays today. Mark Wahlberg, 1971, and Neil Patrick Harris, 2 years later. And Breonna Taylor would have been 31 today. She was born in 1993.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
That's the history.
That's the history
wrapped
on the history.
Very easily, quickly, right here on the John and Gordy Show.
And that's what
a little
you
bit later
to
on,
as we keep making history on this program.
Okay. We're gonna have a guest a little bit later on joining us here at Short Stack Eatery. James Ty will be here from the Clean Lakes Alliance. We had a real good visit with him. Oh, I don't know, a month or so ago.
Yeah,
maybe
an interesting
a
report ago. About the lakes in the Madison area, not throughout the state, just the Madison area.
Yep.
And by now, we should have some changes in the lakes, and he'll probably have an update on all of that. Whether you can drink from the shoreline at the Student Union yet or not.
Okay.
No joke, I tried to do that the first time I came to Madison.
No.
Because, like,
what?
I'm used to being from an area where the water is, it's maybe not a good idea to drink from a lake, but it's safe enough to do so. And so
okay.
It was in the wintertime, so I was going to eat some of the ice from the melting lake. And the person I was with, like, panicked and grabbed me away from the water.
Oh, my God, yes.
Don't do it, Sam.
This isn't the land of sky blue water.
Well, anyway, James Ty will be with us in our next hour and update us on what's going on. You know, they have that Loop the Lake bike ride coming up. Isn't that part of the bike week or bike weeks?
Yeah, bike week. No, I don't know what that. What is that part of, Sam?
I think
kind of spacing it here.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's directly associated with National Bike Week, but because this week is National Bike Week, the event is
I think
next
that's what it's part
weekend.
Of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's actually the same, bit later on.
It's actually the same day as the World Naked Bike Ride.
Okay.
Well, then I'm not going on the...
You're not going on Loop the Lake. You got to go on a naked bike ride, right?
That's right. I'm going to be a part of that.
What's the date of the naked bike ride?
You can dress any way you want during the naked bike race, by the way.
Yeah, the official policy is, quote-unquote, bear as you dare.
Bear as you dare, exactly. So you can wear something if you'd like.
And what's the date of it?
June 15th, a Saturday.
15th, okay. All right,
there you go.
All right.
A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about Josh Call's charge of three fake electors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to get into that, a few clips in regards to that. And then, of course, the convention center for the GOP in Milwaukee. That was an interesting little mistake that they made.
What happened?
They had a picture promoting the convention.
Yeah?
And they used the wrong picture for Milwaukee.
Oops.
They're idiots. They're just, they cannot do anything right. I'm sorry.
What city was it? What picture did they use? Do you know?
It's Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. It doesn't look like.
Are you kidding me?
No, it doesn't look like Milwaukee.
How did I miss that? I didn't hear anything.
No, it's true. Well, there's the story right there.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, there wasn't anything else.
Okay.
No visual here that I could provide on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
That's crazy. How does stuff like that happen?
It's a stock print, and apparently they didn't have a picture or stock print of Milwaukee. So they took Ho Chi Minh City.
Oh, well, they look kind of the same.
Oh, it's,
nobody will know.
Is it a message, a secret message by the Republicans that Milwaukee is like Ho Chi Minh City?
Yeah, conspiracy. Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, so...
Recklessly bumping into each other. The Republicans cannot help themselves from doing that.
Oh, boy. It's crazy. You know, just one thing after another. Back to the Josh Call thing. I didn't see this coming.
No.
I mean, I thought it was, you know, he was never going to do it.
Everybody was getting really angry and fed up that Call hadn't done anything. Never, ever said anything about it.
Right.
In the last, you know, year and a half. So we're just kind of all on pins and needles, waiting for him and waiting for him. And then this happens. He drops it yesterday, and everybody is finally relieved that something is done. It originated here. The plot to have the fake electors originated in Wisconsin, and not to charge these people, somebody, anybody in Wisconsin, was egregious. And
Maybe he was just waiting for the first trial to get over with. You know, so this would take the spotlight. Maybe it's strategery, you know?
Yeah, just way, I like that. Yeah, it's the old it's George W. strategery.
Yeah. Okay. So, we'll have to watch that closely because I don't think they can even go into court for the first time on the hearing until, September? Is that what I heard?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of months until anything else happens.
Well, you know, they're putting it off all over the country. There are other electors.
Mm-hmm.
That are being charged, and in Georgia is one of the big ones. What we're doing here is a state issue for the AG here. The other charges are federal, and because of the federal charges, and this is something I was kind of thinking, well, why aren't they going after Trump for this one?
Well, right, yeah,
because Trump organized this. They organized it with Trump, and so shouldn't Trump be a part of the charges? And he is. He's part of the charges in the federal courts, like Georgia. And those are being delayed and delayed and delayed. So we're not going to get any answer on that until after the election, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, Josh Call, maybe he's not done charging. He can come up with more stuff, right?
Yes, he's said that he's not done yet. It's a continuing investigation.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just getting started at Short Stack Eatery, corner of Johnson and State Street. We'll be here till 8 o'clock this morning. Stop by, say hi. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show, Kansas says no fundamental voting rights in the state are guaranteed.
Yep.
Is this real?
Yep, this is rolling out across the country.
Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you feel like it's been a long time since you heard much about big sales of our U.S. grain going anywhere in the world, well, you're exactly right. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. In fact, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says when it comes to soybeans, the lack of interest on our U.S. soybeans globally is what's really weighing in the marketplace.
That's the biggest thing weighing on the soybean market right now, is the pure fact that we just cannot move that product against some of the global competition. You know, right now, the new books, sales on the books for the new crop year are the worst in 23 years. China has yet to step into the soybean market and the corn market for any new crop corn or soybeans in terms of published sales. They may be on the unknown side of things in terms of some of those sales, but nothing's truly marked to China at this time frame. That has the market very concerned. And
John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. That lack of international demand continues to weigh in on our markets this morning. Numbers are next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
All right, an overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Right now, December corn is down a penny at 4.61. November soybeans trading up 4 cents at 11.59. The July wheat's unchanged at 6.58. Barrel and block cheese were both unchanged yesterday in Chicago, but the AA butter did gain 4.25 cents to 3.16 1/4 per pound. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 6 right now, 20.81 a hundredweight. The August milk closed 37 cents stronger, 21.09 a hundredweight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, at least right now, currently up more than 60 points. That's just a quick snapshot of what's happening as far as the market news is concerned on a Wednesday morning. More available to you anytime. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a little breezy today with a high of 77. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bosch, Lincoln Lawyer, and Bloodline actor Jamie McShane. And Anya Esther joins me to talk about backrooms. If you're curious what that means, join us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Bum, 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 bum.
portion of the show is being brought to you by Liquid Lawyer, the product to turn to when your liquid plumber overcharges you.
It's really good, I guess, Liquid Lawyer.
Wow. All right. That's one of the new ones, isn't it?
I don't
newer
know.
Ones.
Yeah, I think so.
We haven't heard that one before.
It's the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, at the corner of Johnson and State. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We're all over the social media, Donald. You can even watch us if you'd like. I'm the only person on camera right now, so watch us.
Camera hog.
I know.
John, you, well, just, you, know,
purposely,
you just want to be
you
the
center of attention.
You
purposely set it up like
time.
This. Yeah, yes, exactly.
There it is.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I didn't wear my wild, crazy Hawaiian shirt today, and I feel bad about that. I didn't know I was going to be on camera.
You didn't know?
Especially when we turned the cameras off because, you know, it kind of interferes with our feed from the Short Stack Eatery.
But today you've got it
on. It's working out, I guess.
Okay, yeah. So far so good.
I can take our time cues from Sam as well, which is not going to ever work.
Yeah, that's true. A little bit later on, we'll be telling you about our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest in our 7 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. And we have a guest that'll be stopping by here at Short Stack Eatery.
A little after 7.
James Ty from Clean Lakes Alliance. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get nationwide. Republicans have everything covered here.
They do.
They're trying to make sure that there isn't any way that the Democrats can maneuver politically. And they're trying to lock it in. And one of the things they can lock in is voting. And if they can just statewide, you know, voting is a right that you have in the states. It's delegated to the states. So the states said, oh, well, you know what? It's our responsibility. We're in charge of that. It's not a federal thing. They've delegated to the states. Maybe that's where we can attack democracy.
Yeah. Well,
and that is the story, my friend. That is what they are doing nationwide. This is happening all over. But the wording from the Supreme Court in Kansas was especially interesting for me anyway.
Okay.
And this happened last Friday. The Kansas Supreme Court issued a decision maintaining that residents do not have the fundamental right to vote.
Wait, what?
Under the state Bill of Rights.
Somehow that seems like we would have discovered that many years ago if that was the case.
Suddenly they're, yes, now they've found an interpretation that they're very satisfied with.
Stretches this.
Justice Caleb Stegall wrote in the majority opinion, and this is incredible, this is what just blew my mind. One gets the impression reading the dissents that they think the right to vote is a talismanic term. As though it were kind of a superpower of citizenship to be wielded in times of trouble whenever and wherever.
Wait a minute, who's talking here? What is it?
This
who
is
said
the
this?
Judge. This is
the
a justice for the Supreme Court in Kansas.
In Kansas.
You know, the high and mighty justice. This is why, you know, it's just so elitist, right? Mm. As though it was some kind of superpower of citizenship, this voting thing to be wielded in times of trouble whenever and wherever. And then he goes on. I'm not done yet. Our view is both more realistic and practical, as well as more legally and constitutionally precise.
Has he lost his mind?
He has lost his mind. And they're really trying to convince you that this is more precise. The ruling reportedly makes it more difficult for future cases to prove that the right to vote is being infringed upon. Because it's not a right. 'Tis not a right.
But it is a right.
It is not a right.
Yeah, it is right. It is a right.
Wow.
So they've been voting all these years, and
they
shouldn't have been?
They shouldn't have been voting. No one should have been voting. It's not a right.
In Kansas.
You know? Yeah. It's kind of a voluntary thing. If you feel like it, go ahead.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's just
and
crazy.
And they can keep you from voting, I guess, just like that. The ruling comes as Republican-controlled legislatures across the nation, Gordy, attempt to circumvent and gut existing voting laws to make it more difficult for Americans to vote in this country. And the fewer people that vote, the more they vote Republican.
See, this is the where things go off the rails here when these... We're going back in time again to the 1800s or something like
that. Right.
Like Kansas just became a state, and so, you know, do they get to vote or not? They just joined up the Union. Or, I mean, this all should be, you know, it should have been settled
a long time ago.
You know, a century ago. Yeah. it's nuts.
Yeah, apparently, know, it must be somewhere in their Constitution, in their Bill of Rights, to allow for voting. But apparently it's not specific enough. Or guaranteed enough in written in a way that you could not ever poke it with holes. Mm. But in this case, the Supreme Court has found a few holes to poke, and they're just lifting it from the citizens of Kansas.
Well, I can't believe that. I mean, that it's just going to remain this way just because one of the justices, I'm sure the other justices spoke up and said, you know, what's going on here? What do you mean we can't vote?
I know.
Really?
I know.
It's not a right?
It's just not a right.
They'll straighten it out before Election Day, right?
No, no, they won't.
No?
This is going to last. And like I said, you know, this is a thing that they're doing across the country. They want to take as many of these rights away, the ability to vote away, making it more difficult as ever. And you remember in the early cases where these things did go to court, the justices and judges have always said, well, that's not that much of a burden, you know, if you stand in line during a pandemic, that's not much of a burden. You should still be able to do that, you know. Mm. It's not troublesome.
Hey, we've got a call here from Dan. You want to take it?
All right, well, let's take that call from Dan. Yes, Dan.
Go ahead.
Welcome
Good morning.
To the family show.
Good morning. I was just going to share, if I remember correctly, hopefully I'm wrong and another caller can correct me, but if I remember my civics classes correctly, there is no federal right to vote. It's not an enumerated right in the Constitution. There is, however, a enumerated right to vote in the state of Wisconsin's Constitution. So it's very possible in Kansas, and I hope this is wrong for their sake, but there is possible that they do not have an enumerated right in the Kansas Constitution either, and therefore the judge could potentially, his ruling could hold.
You're right. And, you know, this is maybe what they're really looking at statewide in the red states, is they're checking out their constitutions to see if there is some way to circumvent the right to vote, to make it more voluntary. It's more optional. Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Dan, thank you for your call.
Yeah, we do have that direct right here. The Constitution just throws it to the states.
Well, this is like the thing in Ohio where for some reason Biden can't get on the ballot there because he won't be declared the actual candidate.
By that time. So,
from the convention.
The Republicans weren't going to do it. The governor forced them into passing the ability to put them on the ballot anyway.
Well, and they said they were going to do it. They were preemptingly going to declare Biden the candidate.
Because...
Right. Okay, yeah.
But they couldn't convince the Republicans to do it.
Keep popping up, though. Why, how is it we can't settle this, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years? They always wait until election year, and then suddenly, you know, all this stuff is popping up since the last election. They're just trying to do anything they can to suppress the voting on the Republican side.
And you noticed, you know, who was complaining most? The Democrats weren't out there hitting the pavement. They were out on the talk show circuit complaining about Ohio not putting, you know, Biden on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. Now, keeping Trump off the ballot in Colorado, well, that was just outrageous. That went to the Supreme Court of our land.
Right.
They challenged it right away.
Yeah.
Were we challenging this? Were we complaining about it? Were we bringing it to everybody's attention that a lot of red states were deciding that maybe they didn't have to put them on because the convention was later in the summer and they had to have that first before they had to have a nomination before they could put them on the ballot? all these excuses that they've, by the way, circumvented many, many times.
Yeah.
Prior to this. This has never been an issue, in other words. And now it is.
You know, I was going to ask you, your boys in the basement, are they registered to vote?
I like that. Boys in the basement.
Boys, your guys? Your boys in the basement?
They are registered. Yep. They've been voting ever since they were illegal.
Since they had a chance. Vote.
Yeah. 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 It's great stuff.
Since they turned 18.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I saw something about John Stewart and his kids.
Oh.
Right?
Yes. Do you want to get
still
to
living
that?
At home? Can we have time? Do we have time for that?
I think, yeah. I think we've got some time for that.
His kids are still living at home, apparently.
Yeah. Well, right? this is cut 31.
Is this
31.
A new trend?
This is cut 31.
Okay.
And, I'm bringing this up because you guys keep laying into me about my kids.
What?
My kids are still living at home, 25 and 22 years old. And
look, that.
And my 22-year-old, he couldn't even graduate from high school because of COVID.
Mm.
You know, we had to wait in line in our car to pick up COVID at a fast food area. You know, it was just ridiculous. Okay, and he didn't have the ceremony. He didn't have the camaraderie with his fellow graduates.
Wait a minute. They had to wait in line to pick up his diploma. You mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we had. To, we were in a car, waiting in line with everybody else in their cars. And it was a slow-moving line, picking up their diplomas.
That's graduation.
That's graduation.
During COVID.
Yes. Not good. Wow. Not good. So, anyway, they're at home, and they're working on their stuff.
That's fine. We're just kidding you about it.
It makes you think, because I had talked to a few people. Mm-hmm. You know, I do the census survey, but I also talk to the people other than what I ask them from the census.
Right.
And I always get their feel for things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to one parent. Out on the lake. They have a lakefront property. And she said, I just can't understand why my kids just don't get their driver's license. And I said, really? My kids don't even want to drive either. You know, this is before my 22-year-old finally got his license. But my 25-year-old doesn't care about a driver's license at all. So it's a trend. It's something that's happening. Mm-hmm. But the other trend was kids staying at home.
Okay.
And you guys would lay into me all the time. Catherine, of course. Oh, well, you should kick them out. You know.
Well,
I enjoy the kids. You know, I'm like, I'm an older parent, so I can take the role of a grandfather and parent and father and have them around. And I'm loving every second of them, having them at home and having really long discussions about movies that we see or movies that are coming out,
right.
Political issues all the time. But they're at home. So, have I talked too much now?
No, what's John Stewart have to say about his kids living at home?
Let's hear it. Let's hear what John Stewart
Cut
says.
Cut 31.
If you feel anxiety, it will lessen as you take action. Small actions, like a little bit every day. You know, I have young people that live in my house. And I usually see them after 3 when they've woken up.
See?
And generally, they just want me to make them a
just
bagel.
Like your
so
house.
It's different. But honestly, that discomfort will spur you on.
Okay, that's enough. So, they get up after 3, and he makes some food, and that's what I do. And it's not unusual. It's not crazy or insane. It's the way life is now in this society.
I just wonder how common it is.
I bet it's common. Let's take calls this morning. Let's find out from everybody listening this morning.
Is there anybody
you have
out
that
there?
Same situation going on right now? Give us a call. Just get out that Civic Media app, hit the text, let us know, or at least give us a call on the phone line as well.
608.
The old way of doing it.
Yeah, 608-879-8255. 608-879-8255. You can call us.
Let's find out.
Are your kids living at home? Are they in their mid-20s?
Are you making them food yet?
Yeah.
Do they have their driver's license?
Do they sleep all day until 3 o'clock?
That's right.
Stay up all night?
Completely different hours.
Yeah. What do they do when they're staying up all night? Are they playing games or they?
I don't know.
Watching movies?
I haven't really checked. I think the I have kind of a one guy has reenactment, so they reenact the stuff in their game playing, and then my other son is just talking to friends all across the globe, and he's in Canada right now visiting one of his friends that he knows from online.
All right. 6:49 coming up in our next hour, James Ty from the Clean Lakes Alliance on the John and Gordy Family Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison.
You're listening.
listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
Mad Radio. WMDX 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, live from State Street, the Short Stack Eatery.
That's right. And coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. I'll reveal the key word in just a few minutes in our 7 a.m. hour.
Well, that's great. We've got some phone calls here.
Yes, we do.
Let's take some calls here on the John and Gordy extravaganza.
Okay. Who's first up? Mark is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I'd maintain the word ass was mentioned, I think, for this judge down in Kansas, but it gives majority opinion. I would add another subsequent word to that poll. H-O-W-H-L-E to that. Okay. I mean, I'd maintain that in the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, it does say the right to vote.
It does say the right to vote? Okay. But it's delegated to the states, right, though, the right.
Well, I mean, but the federal Constitution actually guarantees a Republican form of government throughout the country. I mean, part of that.
Okay, so that would have to be voting.
Yeah.
It had to be voting, and I mean, and subsequent amendments have actually expanded the franchise to include women and people over the age of 18.
So, How do you think that would be interpreted by the current court? How would they interpret that?
Well,
that,
they probably
is it? Yeah,
even
I agree.
Even though they're supposedly strict textualists, apparently they just can't understand the text. I mean, they're actually at the altar of that Paul Weyrich, who made that comment back in the 70s, I think, that we don't want everybody to vote. In fact, our voting numbers, speaking of Republicans, our success goes up as voting numbers go down.
Exactly.
I mean, damn those people for doing that kind of thing, because that's part of our democracy right there. And I mean, that worshiping at the altar of Trump and the coming dictatorship, what they fantasize about, is just something we have to oppose.
Well, it seems like the Democrats and liberals, progressives, and whoever else are dropping the ball on this, because we should make a bigger deal about the idea that if you limit and keep limiting and make it more difficult, even if it isn't a heavy burden, you're obviously trying to prevent people from voting. We should drive that home. It should be the idea that we are taking our position on our side of the aisle, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a fundamental right to vote, and it's what they've wanted to deny people now for a couple, at least two or three decades. I think that Republicans are opposing democracy. I mean, apparently it's because it's a democracy. Actually includes the word demos in there. They think it's just bad. But I mean, it's just. I'm getting a little tongue-tied, getting kind of frustrated about this whole
thing. Oh, I know. I feel the same way, and thanks to Tom Hartman for bringing out the Paul Weyrich actuality, the cut, the live cut of him actually saying that. You know, if you limit voting, you know, Republicans gain more votes that way. And that's the reality. And by the way, Tom Hartman also harped on constantly the fact that when times are tough, and that's what the Republicans are trying to make it seem like, times are tough right now, even though it's not true. But he did drive home the fact that when times are tough, people tend to vote conservatively for Republicans. And that's why they continue to make it seem like things are really bad and that they have the solution. You know, government can't get in there and make things worse. So we're going to try to, you know, back off and you know, take a breath and not do anything. This is our whole agenda, is to not do anything. We had a cut from Ron Johnson the other day, mentioned the fact that he's going to, you know, get in the face of history and say, stop.
What's going on?
We can't progress. We can't pass bills. We got to stop. And, Mark, and that's the whole point. Yeah.
Thank you for your call, Mark. Yeah. I think we have another caller still. All right. Thank you. And Mike is on the line.
All right, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, I'm wondering why we as a state, the state of Wisconsin, is not exercising its constitutional right to put Ron Johnson on the November ballot with a recall. We're one of 8 states that can do it. It's never been done before. This is the time where things have never been done before, where we need to spine up and try it. I mean, we're not
explain,
a red state. We're supposedly purple. Let's fight
right,
back
explain,
in the states
explain
that,
that
we can.
Yeah.
Yes, we can recall Ron Johnson. Wisconsin is one of 8 states in the country that has it in their constitution that we can recall corrupt, ineffective legislators, and he's that and more. When you signed on this weekend, Ron Johnson, with, you know, you've been an obstructionist your whole life for the people, but this is ridiculous. Right. I mean, Ruski Ron, 2017, spending the 4th of July with a, you know, sending a bunch of Republicans to sit down with the far-right Russian leadership under Putin. We don't even know if he met Putin. He probably wouldn't waste his time on these guys. This country has got to spine up and fight back. And if nobody wants to launch the recall on Ron Johnson and it's getting late in the game, I will do it next month.
Well, I hope you do, Mike. In fact, I think, you know, just to show you exactly how bad Ron Johnson is, and it's coming up in our next story that we're going to do, you know, Josh Call charging the 3 Trump fake electors. This is the comment from Ron Johnson. Now Democrats are weaponizing Wisconsin's judiciary. Apparently conservative lawyers advising clients is illegal under Democrat tyranny. Democrats are turning America into a banana republic. Every cliche you can possibly think of that Trump just said about his trial is all wrapped up in Ron Johnson's little comment about the charges here of the fake electors in Wisconsin. This guy is completely inept, not a smart man, never has been a smart man. And I remember way back when he first got elected, he said that first we have to understand the problem before we propose any solutions. And that was, and he stuck to it. He's going to explain the problems until, you know, time runs out, I guess, whatever time that is. All right, Mike, thank you. And start that if you can, all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Mike, thank you for your call.
I'm with you on that.
Appreciate it. All right. Very good. Yeah, we'll be getting to the Josh Call charges on the fake electors scheme coming up. Also, our guest James Tai will be joining us.
And we've got another one of those words to pay.
Keyword for the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest right around the corner as well on the John Agourdi Show, live from Short Stack Eatery.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, they're coming to get us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Todd Albaugh. Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time when Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and our executive producer, Lukester Mathers, joins us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.